WUSF is looking at America's housing crunch and its impact here in Hillsborough County. For many people struggling to afford rent in this area, owning a home could provide more space, more stability, sometimes even a lower monthly cost. But a lot of them don't believe home ownership is within their reach. In this part of our series, Growing Unaffordable, WUSF's Stephanie Colombini looks at how government agencies and housing advocates are working to change that.
Hi, Stephanie.
That's Bridget Catledge. She's 53 years old and has been living in her house in Tampa's Terrace Park neighborhood for a little over a year.
This is my living room.
As she gives a tour of her house, Catledge beams with pride over every little detail. The French doors in the living room, the garden she's planting outside, even an attic fan.
I'm kind of geeky when it comes to this house because I love the heck out of it.
Catledge bought her home for $184,000 in the summer of 2017 with help from the City of Tampa's Mortgage Assistance Program. It offers people who want to buy a home in Tampa but don't have the initial funds to do so up to about $15,000 for down payment and closing costs if it's their first time buying or they haven't owned a home in over 3 years, like Catledge. She lost her house to foreclosure in 2010 after she lost her job. She eventually found a new job working IT with the Florida Orthopedic Institute and moved in with a friend in Zephyr Hills.
I had a twin-size bed in a bedroom that I couldn't close the door because it hit the bed. There was no closet, so I slept on my clothes. Refrigerator was outside on the back porch.
Splitting the rent made costs easier for Catledge. She paid about $600 a month. But she says the stress over the lack of space and feeling like a guest in someone else's home really took its toll on her.
Now I'm paying $984. I've got a four-bedroom, two-bath home, half acre of land, a pool, a screened-in porch that's huge. You know, I could have a dance party out there.
Catledge was earning about $47,000 a year when she bought the house. Some may think, well, that salary's pretty decent for Tampa. What's she need help for? But Vanessa McCleary, the city's housing and community development manager, says that's exactly the type of income they're targeting with this program.
What we're realizing is that if we don't help those working families that have jobs to stabilize their home, what are we doing to really help our city?
Most local governments offer some form of down payment assistance. In Tampa, the money the city gives acts as a silent second mortgage on the home. If the owner stays in the house for 5 years, it's fully forgiven. And this isn't the city doing charity work. McCleary says Tampa benefits from having more homeowners.
Once you have people that aren't as transient as renters are, you're also stabilizing the schools. You're also reducing crime in the neighborhoods. You're beautifying the neighborhoods, strengthening the tax base for the city. So how we make Tampa an even better place to live is through homeownership.
Like anyone who goes through the program, Bridget Catledge had to meet certain requirements to qualify. There's a cap on how much money you can earn, depending on the size of household. For someone who lives alone, like Catledge, it's about $63,000 a year. She also had to take a class on home ownership. Counseling agencies like the Housing and Education Alliance offer courses that break down the often complicated process of buying a house. There's a strong emphasis on not only buying a home, but keeping it. First-time homeowners have to understand it's on them to do maintenance and repairs. There's no landlord to call for help. Outside a recent course in Tampa, lab technician Cherise Campbell said owning a home would give her the stability she craves.
When I first moved in my house, it was $875, then it went to $925, and now it's going to $960. And I'm just so tired of this. And no matter where I move to, it's going to keep going up. And now I'm at the point where I might as well try to buy a house.
Sylvia Alvarez, executive director of the Housing and Education Alliance, says helping more people become homeowners could reduce demand for Tampa's rental stock and potentially slow the rising rents. The problem, she says, is there's not enough affordable homes for people to buy.
You can't find anything less than $220, $250 that doesn't just fly off the market.
Data from the Schimberg Center for Housing Studies finds most of the homes purchased for $200,000 or less last year in Hillsborough County were bought by investors or people buying a second home. Bridget Catledge watched her house go off the market twice.
So some days I'm in a real good mood. I'm thinking everything's going right. I gave you all the forms you need. Then the next day I see the house has gone off the market and I'm having a fit.
Catledge credits her housing counselors at the Alliance for motivating her to stick with the process. She ultimately got lucky. Not only did the house come back on the market, but it did so at a reduced price she could finally afford. Catledge found her dream home. But housing advocates say until more affordable homes are built in this area, happy endings like hers may be few and far between. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.